Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Explain It To Me. I'm your host, Dr. Bill Cota. I'm a board certified neurologist and epileptologist, and today we'll be talking about left brain versus right brain. Now, left brain versus right brain is kind of a fun topic. It's interesting. It's something that I heard a lot growing up myself, that someone is either left-brained or right-brained, quotes around that. And that being that those who are left-brained were very logical, math-oriented, had a lot of reasoning and critical thinking, were very fact-based and concrete. Whereas those who were right brain were supposed to be very artsy and musical and visual and emotional, all of that stuff. But is that actually true? Well, here's a couple of things that we do know. Let's first talk about the human brain, right? I mean, I have had podcast episodes on the human brain. I love the human brain. It is so complex. It has about over 80 billion neurons. I think the number currently is 86. There are trillions and trillions of synapses occurring every second for you to be the person that you are. So how is the brain organized, and how do all those synapses produce you? Well, we've talked about in prior podcast episodes about lobes of the brain, right? So we have the frontal lobe, the parietal lobe, the temporal lobe, and the occipital lobe. There are two of each. Your frontal lobe controls movements. It dictates your personality, executive functioning. Your parietal lobe controls association and integration of sensory information. Your temporal lobe, super important for memory, for speech. Your frontal lobe actually has a piece of speech as well. It's also really, really important for emotion, feeling fear and nausea and anxiety. All that stuff is temporal lobe related. Then you have your occipital lobes, which process visual information. They make up your visual cortex. That's how the brain is organized. And as I said, there are two of each lobes, one on the right, one on the left. So now, does the left-sided set of lobes have a lot more concrete thinking ability than the right-sided set of lobes? And are the right-sided set of lobes a little more artsy and visual than the left? Well, the reality is no. So just because you're left-brained or right-brained, actually, let's go back. I don't really think that there is such a thing as left-brained or right-brained. What I think there is something called lateralization. And there's a lot of scientific evidence to prove that. So what does that mean? Most humans are left-sided dominant. The reasoning behind this is most people are right-handed. So if you're right-handed, you are going to be left brain dominant. However, that does not mean that if you're left-handed, you're going to be right brain dominant, right? About 30% of people who are left-handed also tend to be left brain dominant. So you can't necessarily dictate what side your dominance is going to be fully by the handedness you are. I will say this, if you are right-handed, it's much more likely that you are going to be left-brain dominant. So what does left-brain dominance mean? Well, this specifically points to lateralization, meaning the majority of your speech centers, the majority of your verbal cues, all of that are going to be on the left side of your brain. Now, why does this matter? This matters because if you have injuries to that side, like let's say you're in a car accident and you have a brain injury and it affects the left side of your brain and you're a right-handed person, there's a higher likelihood that your speech and comprehension is going to be affected than if you were a left-handed person who had the left part of your brain injured. Now, again, when it comes to left-handed people, a lot of this is kind of out the door because it's, you know, you can be left or right brain lateralized, but I'm speaking specifically if you're right-handed, it's about 90% of a chance that you're going to be left lateralized. And so this also applies to things like stroke. So if you guys know anyone who's had like a left-sided stroke, they're going to have a lot more issues with their language and comprehension than if you are a person who has had a right-sided stroke. Often those with right-sided strokes do better because of this. So Like I just said, I don't believe in right-handed or right-brainedness and left-brainedness sticking to those stereotypes. I do believe in lateralization because there is evidence for it. So where did all of this come from? Well, so given that there is a natural division of the brain into the left and the right hemisphere, a lot of people, I think, earlier on did think that there was a difference between the left side of the brain and the right side of your brain. There was a study done by Dr. Sperry, it was a very long time ago, I want to say in the early 1900s, where he did do split brain surgery to see exactly what part of the brain did what. If those with split brains actually, if we hurt the left side, would we become more artistic? Or if we hurt the right side, will we become more statistical? That wasn't the case. What he found out was that people were able to adapt after surgery, and both hemispheres do function independently. They do communicate, and they communicate via a structure called the corpus callosum, which is a thick band that connects both sides of the brain. And because of this evidence done by Dr. Sperry, we do know that there is no such thing as left-handed or left-brained or right-brained, but quotes around that. But we do know that the majority of the people who are right-handed are going to be left-sided dominant. That's about 90%. And so we can base our theories on that. And this actually becomes very important. As you guys know, I do epilepsy. I'm an epileptologist. When we do epilepsy surgeries and patients are coming in for epilepsy surgeries, we always do testing, like the WADA testing. We do functional SPECTs. These are tests that test to see where your handedness is. So we'll ask you to do tasks, and certain areas of your brain will light up. And I'll be very honest, a lot of the times with right-handed people, left-sided is kind of a slam dunk, but where it gets tricky is with left-handed people. Even though the number says 30%, I've actually seen it be 50-50. So you don't really know what you're going to get in that case. But, I think one of the good things that Dr. Sperry's work found out is that the brain, each side can compensate for the other one. And so, what can you do to kind of help that? Well, improving brain fitness is a very important topic. I think there's a lot of theories on that as well. Like what helps? Do omega-3s help? Does exercise help? Or do all these nutritional supplements help? And the reality is, I am not a big believer in some of these supplements. I think you can get a lot from your diet, but there are few known things that are helpful for brain fitness, right? So one, exercise more than 30 minutes every day has been shown to be helpful. Reducing toxins via cigarettes and alcohol intake, we know that's important. Diet is important. We usually, especially if someone's had a stroke, recommend the DASH diet, which is a low salt diet, or a Mediterranean diet, which is high in good fats. Those are all things that are going to improve your brain fitness. Other things like keeping your brains engaged, active, doing puzzles, just doing things that keep you challenged, I think, are also good. So, in conclusion, the left brain versus right brain thing is a myth. Everyone has a left and a right brain. They function independently, and they can also compensate a little bit for each other depending on how old you are. Younger brains tend to compensate better. So, where did this come from? Well, actually, dominance is a thing, lateralization is a thing. Most right-handed people are going to be left brain dominant, whereas left-handed people, I think it can go either way. What does dominance or lateralization mean? It means a lot of your speech and eloquence and comprehension is on that side. So if you are right-handed, that's going to sit on the left side, and if you're left-handed, it can go either way. And so that is my take on the left brain versus right brain theory. I hope that was interesting. If you have any further questions, you can always let me know, shoot me a message. If there's anything else you want to specifically hear about, let me know. Otherwise, we will be back next time. Have a great week. Thank you.
You know, man.